In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's a rather interesting gospel today, is it not? You know, who would think that they would say, well, yeah, Jesus casts out demons, but he does it by the prince of demons. Yeah, who would say such a thing? But they evidently they did. And then there were others who wanted to say, yeah, well, prove that you are who you say you are by giving us a sign, when that's what Jesus had been doing. He'd be giving them all sorts of signs. And the signs that Jesus was giving showed that he was the Messiah and the kingdom of God was at hand. Things like healing the sick and casting out demons. So Jesus uses a very interesting argument against them, saying, why would the prince of demons allow me to cast out demons? A house divided against itself cannot stand. And if I use the prince of demons to do it, who do your people use who cast out demons? But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, and it is, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus, in fact, is the stronger man. He is stronger than the devil. And what he is doing is just like the parable that he describes, where a stronger man comes along and despoils, takes away the armor, takes away the possessions of the strong man, who is the devil. And then he gives a warning. Yes, he has broken the power of the devil. Yes, he has cast him out. But unless someone stronger than the devil takes his place, the wicked spirit, finding his home clean and unoccupied, will bring back seven worse than himself. So we have to let God take the devil's place after we are made clean. Otherwise, the devil will just return and make things far worse than they were before. It is not a matter of just letting Jesus free us from sin. We have to let Jesus take his place in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.